It's Monday, September the 29th, and you're listening to the Three Nerds in a Basement podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Blavin.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the world. This week's episode, we are back, full house here, TJ included. He is in the room. TJ, say hi to the audience.
Hey, guys.
And there you go. That's the proof. All four of us are here. This week's episode, we are doing a little review on the TV show Gotham.
Yeah.
There's some new interesting picks of the week, and with our 2 weeks off, I'm sure you're all interested to know what we've been doing. Correct?
Yes.
Sure. No, fine, Anthony. Don't be interested.
Sure, whatever.
Don't be a team player.
I guess.
Yeah, I know. Come on, this is a group effort.
Like, if you wanna.
Fine. Whatever.
No, I'm interested. I need to know.
Okay. I haven't seen you guys in a while, so you guys been?
No, I've been okay. Been good.
That's good.
Gotten a lot of cool new stuffs.
That's nice to... Cool. Anthony got a lot of cool new stuffs too.
Nah, same old stuffs.
Oh, okay.
Just been using them more.
You've been using them more.
Using them more. Oh, you know what I mean.
Yeah, okay. All right. Nice. Sweet. Let's just jump into the review. So, Gotham, the Fox associated DC show about the life of Jim Gordon as his rise from rookie cop to commissioner in the city of Gotham. So this is the Before Batman show.
Mm-hmm.
And it showed, I guess it's really, that's the only premise you need to know.
Mm-hmm. It's Before Batman.
It's what was Gotham like before Batman?
Yeah, I mean, it's basically like Marvel Knights, Gotham Knights.
I guess that's a good way of putting it, sure.
It's just the street level, you know, everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't think there's going to be a lot of superpowers. I hope not.
I hope not. This is the detective story. This
I know.
Is ridiculous that there are superpowers.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I wonder how they're going to actually avoid that.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll find out that it's all a dream.
Oh, God, that would be the
And then awful. Batman shows up.
Ta-da.
Anthony, what you think of Gotham?
So what I think of Gotham is that it's like a regular detective show.
Mm.
So with all these different superhero shows, superhero movies, or just stuff based, not even like superhero, just based in a comic universe.
Yes.
You kind of expect some sort of fantasy or some sort of whimsy, something that you don't get in real life.
Right.
But Gotham is just a gritty detective drama.
Yeah.
And they do things like they name drop people. They had, Oswald, the Penguin there. And some other people, I forget, names are escaping
me. They name drop everybody in this show.
Yeah.
There's like a billion people.
I didn't get like half of them, but I got some of the main ones. And even with them, like, they're not, because it's pre-Batman, they're not fully who you know them as.
Yes.
They're all just regular people. Or just like with kind of weird quirks about them. They're not these fully realized supervillains that you notice. And it then turns the show into like, it's like a Law and Order, like Law and Order, but set in Gotham instead of set in wherever Law and Order is set.
Okay.
Right. And it was just a lot more tame than I thought it would be. Like, I thought they would like throw in some superpowers. I thought they would throw in some sort of, again, whimsy, some sort of fantasy, but they didn't. It's just a gritty crime drama.
Okay.
And I thought that was cool. It wasn't what I expected, but that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I did enjoy it. I didn't see the ending. Like, I heard, like, I had to go to the bathroom. I heard you guys laughing at the end.
Okay. Spoiler for you, okay? So, spoilers, for, like, we always spoil these things.
Yeah.
Of course.
You saw the part where he shoots him off the dock, right?
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't really shoot him.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so he gets up.
Out of the water.
Okay, and then there's a fisherman there. And he's like, "Arr!" And he picks up a knife and he stabs the fisherman. And then he eats a sandwich.
Really?
This is it.
Yeah, he kills a guy for a sandwich.
That's it.
Oh, so it's like the making of a psychopath.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
And I guess before that, Commissioner Gordon goes to visit Bruce, and he's like, and he tells him everything, like, "Oh, it was a setup, but I'm gonna find your dad.
Yeah,
I'm gonna find your killer."
Yeah,
that's it. You didn't miss anything.
Okay, but yeah, I don't know. Even with that, it still seems like that's kind of like just showing, like, the Penguin is not the Penguin yet.
No.
He is still just like, this is a guy who is mentally unstable.
Mm.
And people call him the Penguin.
Yeah, I didn't get why they called him the Penguin. Yeah.
I think it's because of his facial features.
I think so I was looking up the actors on IMDb.
Yeah.
And I guess they put something on his nose to make it kind of more like a hook nose.
Yeah.
And it's not like the old Batman movies where he just has a huge, like, Danny DeVito Penguin, right?
Right. That would be awesome.
Yeah, that would be, that'd be great. But they have like a little prosthetic here because the guy's nose doesn't look like that in real life.
Yeah, he also has like dentures on.
Yeah, yeah, and stuff like that. And,
or not dentures, but whatever.
Well, just makeup. Yeah. And like actual, like, not just paint, like actual physical things. And to make them switch, but it's still, it's not all out superhero. It's not all out DC.
Yeah.
It's pretty interesting. Okay. I'd like to see
more
of it.
Are you going
to
give it a 3-episode shot?
I'll probably just like, or if you'll probably watch it and then
you'll find out.
We'll find out. But if you do, like, okay, like how it goes is pretty much your review. Like, yeah. If you're just not going to watch it, then I'll probably give it the 3-episode shot.
Okay.
If you're going to watch it, then I'll just wait for you to tell me if it's good or not.
Okay.
And then we'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
And yeah, so it was pretty good. It's just like all my TV reviews, the crux is that it's television and it's not video games.
Oh.
So like I'm like, unless it's like really good or like people really recommend it, I don't really go out of my way to just follow something.
Oh. So watch Arrow.
Okay.
Okay.
Alright. Yeah.
Blaven, what'd you think about Gotham?
I'm out.
You're out.
Yeah, I'm out.
Okay.
I don't know. When I watched the show, I mean, I wasn't really interested in any of the characters because there's so many. The story was all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
I mean you look at the trailers in the beginning and sorry, things that were spoiled on Twitter, and they show you the three or four main bad guys.
Yeah.
So it'd be Jada Pinkett Smith, the Riddler, Penguin,
yeah.
And Catwoman. And all Catwoman did was just sulk around all the time.
I don't even know if there's she's gonna be played up as a villain yet.
I know, right? And then
because there's also a poster with Poison Ivy, the little girl.
Yeah.
Oh, is that her?
Yeah.
Pamela Ivy.
Yeah. They.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. They even.
Oh my god.
They even.
Wow.
She has her own poster where she's all in green, and they're just like Ivy.
Oh my god.
And it's like, why? We don't need this.
I totally didn't even see that. Oh, I'm so stupid.
Where she's standing beside the plants.
Oh my god! Don't even. I'm so. What? Oh man, everybody's just in this now.
Eh? Yeah, everybody's in the show.
So Renee Montoya also was in it, and people know her more as The Question. So she has she puts on a mask with no face. That's why I said to you, she spends most of her time without a face.
Yeah, that's why I didn't recognize, like.
Yeah, in the comics, she just puts on a mask from the old Question, which was a dude.
Mm.
Now it's her, and her face is just featureless. And she's known to be a lesbian. So
yeah.
It's been hinted here that she has had relations with Jim Gordon's fiance.
Yep.
But overall, I mean, not that interested. It just seems kind of, it seems kind of the same sort of thing as a like a CSI type thing or a Law and Order type thing, but just with Gotham characters.
Yeah.
I'm not really into that. So
yeah,
I wasn't really excited by this whole prospect.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I'm just out on this one.
Yeah. So, leading up to the marketing for the show, the first trailer, I think it was around Comic-Con.
Yeah, the marketing was sweet.
I wasn't sold on the marketing. I thought it looked like trash.
Okay.
I thought this and Constantine both looked like garbage.
Oh, Constantine, though.
That was a good movie.
I'm talking about the TV show?
No, I know.
Okay.
I'm just saying, Keanu Reeves killed it.
Okay. Yeah, it's a pretty good film. Sure. All right, I'll give you that, sure. And this show came out, and the one thing that I was surprised by that I guess just went over my head is that it's super noir.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't think it was going to be that noir.
Yeah.
There was a scene in the police station
where
I thought he was just Michael Phelps, or what, not Michael Phelps, the guy from...
Michael Phelps.
No, no, it was Phelps from L.A. Noir.
Oh,
and I was
whoa,
this is just a scene from L.A. Noire.
Yeah.
Like, holy geez.
Yeah, the whole station has no lighting.
Yeah, no lighting. It's all wood. And then the two partners are like, no, you gotta follow my rule or else. And they have like, I was like, wow.
And they even did the whole, he's reading a newspaper and then flips only the top half down.
This is straight up L.A. Noire.
Like, I was like, this is kind of cool, but it is weird how it's modern day.
Yeah.
But beyond that aspect, there's a reason why this show... or this idea for the show it's taken so long to come to fruit or come to fruition. It's because no one cares.
Yes!
No one cares about Gotham before Batman.
Yeah.
Guess what? I still don't care after this show.
Yeah, I'm kind of whatever on it.
I don't like Ben McKenzie as Commissioner Gordon. Or James Rookie Gordon.
Young Commish.
Super Cop.
Super Cop extraordinaire. Jackie Chan did that best.
Yeah, like I just don't care. I don't know why Bruce Wayne is such a big presence in this show. He shouldn't.
Right. He's just a kid saying, I'll get there.
Yeah.
Just you wait.
I'm going to conquer
fear. Like, what are we going to do? Watch 8 seasons of him going, uh-huh, yeah, mm-hmm.
I'll get there.
Uh-huh. And then he's going to leave for 4 years and be like,
No, he's going to be, like, gruffer. It's like,
yeah.
The thing is, too, is that it's really annoying their dynamic.
Yeah.
Bullock and... Because there's... I know usually they're polar up. They're usually opposites, you know, partners or whatever. But this is literally all they do half the time is just bicker.
Yeah.
And it just makes me wonder where they're going. I mean, how are you going to resolve any conflict at all?
Well, I'm sure they'll grow together and they'll bond over some sort of event.
Yeah. Bullock's super annoying, so.
Yeah. But he always is. I find all the characters annoying. I find a lot of the acting a bit over dramatic.
Yeah.
Dialogue's pretty poor. Yeah. I mean, come on.
Come on. There will be light, Vince!
There will be light.
Oh, my God.
It's destiny all over again.
We were watching. I couldn't take it. I just...
Couldn't.
I broke down.
I mean, the best part, too, was when Montoya went in to see the... what is it? The fiancé.
Mm.
Have you been? Good. You? Good.
So really? Like
you had to, huh? This is how we had to go, huh? Somebody wrote that straight up.
She walks into the room, dramatic, like, I'm here. How are you? Good. Good. Thanks.
Come on, guys. Okay. Somebody pressed Renee, good, enter, fiance, colon, good.
Yeah.
Enter. Like, somebody entered that into the script.
Yeah. And even just the way the whole thing is put together and shot, I feel like it's way too busy for one episode.
Right?
They cut out a lot of, like, not important scenes, but just... This whole thing felt rushed.
Are all episodes going to be an hour?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's like regular TV.
Is it? I thought they were all 30 minutes.
That's only sitcoms.
No. Okay. I only watch sitcoms.
I just wish it's just, you know, their first season doesn't do so well.
Yeah.
Next season is Batman's back.
I just...
my pal.
Gotham now with more Batman.
I just hope Superman shows up.
Like in Superman?
Yeah. He's just learning about his powers. He's in Gotham all of a sudden. These guys need some help.
What? Where did he land again? What was the village? Or what was the town?
Smallville?
Yeah, Smallville.
Yeah.
It's like, did you hear about that meteorite in Smallville? Yeah. Or it'll be like a newspaper headline. Meteorite hit Smallville.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I think my biggest problem is that at the, like, the premise of the show is he wants to clean up the city. He wants to clean up the police department.
Yeah.
Guess why Batman happens? Because that shit didn't happen.
Yeah, so you kind of know that it's not gonna.
Yeah.
And I never really... Every time I see them in danger, I know they're not... They're gonna get out of it.
Yeah, it's like... I don't know. Like, I know what this show is about. It's supposed to be more about the journey. But the thing is, no one cares about this journey.
Everybody cares about Batman.
They care about Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, the show... I don't know. The actual quality of the show, it could be whatever. I think it was okay. It wasn't the worst thing in the world I've seen. It stumbled, but... I'm out.
Who knows? It could get sweet.
Huh?
Who knows? It could get sweet.
It could. And then I'll be eating my words. I don't know. Someone else
just binge watch it.
Yeah. I don't need to suffer through this. Yeah. Okay. Gotham.
Right.
Episode 1. It was, I don't know. I don't recommend it. You guys can recommend it.
I don't recommend it.
It was
Yeah.
It was television.
No, it was not television, man. You know what? Watch Arrow. All you watch Arrow. That's what you should get from this review.
Is watch Gotham Arrow. Is dumb. Watch Arrow.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
That speaks to all of you. All right, picks of the week time. Blaven, I'm going to shoot to you first. Tell me, what is your pick of the week? Is it about some... I read the title for this. I know I read it. Something was announced for December.
No.
No, that's not it.
There's just a new Infinite Combo deck in Magic.
Oh, dang.
And it's going to get insta-banned.
Oh.
Yeah, because... So what Magic's been trying to do in the past years or so is that any deck that takes you longer than 10 minutes to win because you're just going infinite, they ban the cards for it so people don't have to sit through that. There have been stories where people, let's say it's me and TJ playing, I'm going infinite, TJ just tells the judge, I don't need to be here, do I? Goes up, gets a hot dog, asks if he's dead, keeps eating his hot dog, then he dies and he just sits back down, starts the next game. Because you're not doing anything. The opponent's just going, play this card, draw a card, play this card, draw a card, play this card, draw a card. Okay, everything in my graveyard, we'll put it back in my hand. Okay, play this card, draw a card. And it's just really annoying, right?
Yeah.
So with the advent of this new set, there is a card that lets you do that. And finally, there's a new infinite combo deck, and it does take 10 minutes to win. It's a really good combo deck, apparently, from what people have said. But we're predicting that it's just going to get hella banned immediately.
Mm.
Which is weird, because that would mean that a card that just came out is going to get banned. So it's pretty nuts.
And is this from
Cons?
Limited, or is this from Draft? Is this from
Construct? Modern, okay. And it's also going to be in Standard. Okay. The card is legal from Modern and Standard. That's so weird. Yeah, it's really weird. Whoever came up with it was hilarious. It's hilarious.
It's supposed to be some sort of inside joke at Wizards.
No, I don't think so. I mean, it tore up the market, because there used to be this card. It's green and a white, and it's a sorcery, and it just says, pick any card from outside of the game, put it in your hand.
Oh.
And it used to not be used. But now with this infinite combo deck, you need to get that one combo piece, you just put it in your sideboard, and then you play this card, just grab it from your sideboard. Boom.
Is this what the new card does? It says
no, that's an old card. Okay. And it used to be $3. Now they're up to 5 or 10 or whatever.
Okay.
The new card is a three color card that just came out, and that card is hilarious.
So what does it do?
This card says that whenever you play a non-creature spell, all your creatures get +1/+1 and you untap them.
Okay.
And then also after that, you get to draw a card and discard a card.
Okay.
So you'd play a bunch of dudes that make any color of mana. Dudes, like people. So what you would do is go tap all your dudes for mana, make 5 mana, then play a card that says when you cast this card, you know, get an effect and draw a card.
Okay.
But since it triggers and untaps all your mana dorks, you get to loot, like, from the effect, draw and discard, draw your extra card, tap those guys for mana, play another spell. And because you're playing another non-creature, it's untapping all your creatures
and
again.
And then you start over.
And then you start over and over again. So you're playing, like, cantrips, spells that when you play it, it replaces itself in your hand.
Yeah.
And because they are non-creature spells, it triggers it's called Jeskai Ascendancy. It's
Jeskai.
Yeah, it's weird. It's one of the clans thing. It's red, white, blue, and it's an enchantment that's on the field.
Merc.
Yeah, so it's American colors. So it's pretty nuts, because people would go turn 2, grab the Ascendancy from my sideboard, turn 3, play the Ascendancy, tap my mana dork, play a card. Or tap my mana dorks for mana, play a non-creature spell, untap my dudes, draw a card, discard a card. Oh, I drew a card, I drew me another card. Okay, tap my dudes for mana, play a card, untap all my dudes, draw a card, discard a card.
And you're probably netting mana on all this whole.
Absolutely, you have infinite mana, basically. Okay. Right. And so after that, the person's just sitting there going, oh, I guess I'll die soon.
Can you get to your win con, please?
The win con is your creatures. Yeah, I remember how I said it untaps all your creatures and gives them +1/+1. You make them infinitely large.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, I forgot the +1/+1
yeah
thing. I was just remembering.
Yeah.
To untap. Okay.
It's insane. So, yeah, this card's probably going to get hella banned. So, it's going to be pretty funny to see what's going on. People were writing it off right at the beginning, but then it showed up and became second at a major tournament. So, it was pretty funny.
So, how does that work for draft then? So, if you get this card, say, in a draft, is it banned in draft?
No, it's not banned in draft. You can still use it. Because the reason being is that because modern, you can use cards from the past 8 years of Magic, right? They just literally picked every card that said also on a draw card.
Oh, okay.
So they had the best thing. There's not enough cards like that in drafting.
So
it's just because it synergizes with all those other cards that have been around.
Yeah.
Oh, but in the set that it's released in, it's perfectly fine.
It's perfectly fine. Okay. It's perfectly fair.
Okay.
But because it synergizes well with other cards that have been released in the previous years, somebody is, hey man, this is a sweet interaction. We're totally going to do this. So it's pretty nice.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that happens a lot for a lot of the cards. In the set that it's in, it's perfectly fine. But then when you interact it with other cards, it's just busted, right? So, yeah. I don't know if they forget those other cards are there, but...
Well,
yeah.
I'm sure they don't look back and be like...
I think they do. I think they have to, because...
That's true.
You can't let that go, because when you slip up, something like this happens.
Yeah, but I bet, like, when they're creating a set, they try...
The deck is beatable, but the thing about it is that because it takes so long to win, it's not fun for your opponent.
Okay.
Because sometimes they can't interact with you while you're just playing with yourself, basically. Just playing solitaire.
So are there any legal, truly infinite combos?
Yeah, like, this is... When you do infinite, you just name a number. Okay. One of the modern decks is an infinite combo.
Okay.
It taps a dude to make a dude, and untaps your original dude, and taps a dude, makes a dude. Okay. You have the same number.
Okay.
100,000 or something, and then just kill the person.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, there is lots of infinite combos, and they're... But lots of decks are built on those combos.
But it's just that this one takes forever.
This one takes forever to get to. That one is a two-card combo. You play the two cards. By the way, I'm going infinite. Ooh. Yeah, but this one is... I had to go through all these motions.
Okay.
And the last time they had this, it wrecked the format. It was sweet, but then it took forever to win. So.
Okay.
It's really, really, really hard to play, though. Because if you're not doing your triggers right and using the game rules to your advantage, you can't really do it right. So... It's skill intensive for sure, but it's not fun when you're on the other end of it, when you're in the receiving end of it.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's my story. It's pretty funny. Because right after the card came out, people started messaging on Facebook, buying this card, as many as you have. And they were like, oh, what's going on? And then, boom, caught fire.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So some people just knew.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. It's pretty nuts. Pretty nuts. It's cool that there's a lot of information coming around, though, so that's cool. We'll see what's up.
Neato. Anthony, what's your pick of the week?
My pick of the week is about Destiny.
That game.
That game that came out.
That we
and that we all about. Think is kind of pretty average.
Kind of whatever.
I think it's pretty below average.
So, one of the big problems or one of the big, I guess, complaints people have about Destiny right now is the loot.
Mm-hmm.
And how the loot system sucks. Because it sucks.
I've got bigger complaints for sure.
So with in Destiny you can get drops from enemies, and with those drops you get like rare ones and you get unidentified ones that come in the form of engrams, and then you go to a dude and he IDs them for you.
Yeah.
And when you do this, you can get like a rare engram and you get legendary engrams, but legendary engrams are super rare to drop, but they also still have a chance to be a lower quality item than legendary. Which makes no sense. And more often than not, they are lower.
Yeah.
Right.
I think the breakdown is like, if you get a legendary, it's 70% chance you're going to get a lower.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's a 30% chance you actually get a legendary.
Good.
Actually, it's 20, 25, because it's 5 you get exotic or something.
And then after the incident with the loot cave, which was an area on Earth where people were just shooting into a cave for hours, people like me, to get engrams. Bungie decided to change up the loot system. So now with engrams, you, whenever you get a rare engram, the minimum rarity you can get is rare.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get legendary, the minimum rarity you can get is legendary.
That's what it should have been.
It was what it should have been from the start. Mm-hmm. And that's fantastic. And with this, all your old engrams, so say you've been like stocking up legendaries in time for this,
mm-hmm.
all of those are marked with the patch it's on, so those will get downgraded to rare and then the rest will stay the same. So don't just hold on to them, but other than that, they also fixed the loot cave, which is there was a cave on Earth, low level enemies that could be one hit and spawned at a really fast rate.
Yeah,
they fixed that, took it out, because they're like, listen, we don't want people to be shooting in a cave. And with that, people found another cave, and they were like, no one can stop me from shooting into a cave for hours. Okay. And that's become a bigger problem because people are not only finding this new one, but they're noticing how mobs spawn within Destiny. Because like, if you're in an area and you kill all the enemies, enemies will not respawn in that area until you leave.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can just get far enough away from the no respawn point to where you can just take advantage of these spawn points.
Yes.
So I think Bungie's going to have to think about...
I think Bungie's going to have to think of a better way to play the game.
Yeah. Like, they're going to have to kind of remake that part of the game.
Because, I don't know, there's not much else to do. Like, it's not that people like doing that. It's just, it's the most effective way.
Yeah, and there's other thing. Like, the raid that came out recently.
Mm-hmm.
People are beating this really high-level raid that you already need a lot of good gear to actually do.
Yeah.
And when you do complete it, you don't really get anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no reason for you to raid, because I could just shoot in this cave.
Yep.
Right, and get like 10 times more loot.
Yeah, yeah. I can't believe this game came out the way it did.
I know. Come on.
Yeah. You guys are awesome.
But that's my news. So just there's another loot cave on Earth. Look that up if you want to shoot into a black hole.
Yeah.
And if you're still playing it and you hate loot, they're fixing the loot system, man. So that's good.
I've just done the natural grind.
The natural grind.
You know, or you do strikes, you get Vanguard marks, and you buy armor.
You gotta embrace the darkness of the spawn cave.
Done dealing with random number generators. I'm just gonna buy my gear, okay?
Microtransaction me, please.
Yeah, please. Just let me buy Vanguard marks, okay? Let me buy sets.
Please don't say that. There's someone from Bungie listening.
What do you think is going to happen in the first expansion, which is in December?
No.
Pay monies.
Exactly. You're going to pay $30 for that expansion, and then they're going to input microtransactions.
There's going to be like a level upgrade.
Why are there emblems in this game? Why can you buy different ships? Why can you buy different things?
Those are just all money sinks.
Why?
But there's like no other reason to use your money.
Exactly.
Right? Because like you get money for upgrades, but those cost nothing. And then all the expensive stuff is ships and emblems and shaders, but those are all purely aesthetic. And like there's like,
why?
And the bad things with emblems is that you can't preview the full emblem.
No.
Because you can only see the little icon, right? You don't see the banner you get.
No.
And that sucks.
So, yeah.
There's still a lot of problems with Destiny, but at least they're fixing the loot.
That's the least of their worries. You ask me, that's the... I don't even give a damn about
it's
that problem.
It's small baby steps. It's, we're working our way.
No, they're not.
Okay.
They're not working their way.
They're just going to put Master Chief in one day and be like, F it.
Let's hope so. He can save He'll save Destiny. Saved Halo.
That's it. That's my pick of the week.
All right.
It's been a slow news week.
We'll even talk about cards and talk about video games. I'm going to talk about toys. Surprise, what? Surprise.
No way.
Okay, so this past weekend was the All Japan Hobby and Toy Show 2014 something something something.
Is that what it's called? The something something something?
Yeah, there's a lot of announcements. You know, Bandai has the Star Wars license finally, blah blah blah, and there's Zoids kits and more Virtual On stuff. But
just Virtual On stuff?
They're the hardest model kits to deal with.
What, really?
Yeah, I don't even attempt.
Is Virtual On, like, still a thing in Japan?
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Like, they have, like, new games?
I don't know, but I know, like, the merchandising aspect is, like, like pretty hardcore.
Whoa!
Like, when you put those model kits together, it's like, you need hobby cement.
Yo, I want some Virtual On toys.
That is not snap fit. That is all you're in it.
Oh, I don't want to build it. I just want a toy that's already, like a Figma of Virtual On.
Oh, okay.
They even made it into Super Robot Wars.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of Super Robot Wars stuff, actually, too. I'm just going to talk about the Gundam stuff, because that's all the stuff that I was really excited for. Okay? So there's four things that I'm going to highlight. I'm going to put them in order of most important to least important.
Okay.
It's also, coincidentally, my personal order of least interest to most interest.
Huh.
Okay?
That doesn't sound biased at all.
Yeah.
Most important to least important. Vince's interest, not interest.
No. The first one, the most important one, is the one I'm least interested in.
Oh, okay.
Okay? So the big news that they announced was after 4 years of nothing, Bandai's making a new perfect grade. It is of the Unicorn.
Unicron!
The Unicorn. There's no pictures, there's nothing, they just released some details, but they said, listen, the legends are true, the myths are real.
It is. Unicorns do exist.
It's coming. It's coming. I think their tagline is... the beast of possibility can never be destroyed.
Oh my god. Okay? That's from the show.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Have they released if it's going to be like a mode or anything? Or?
So, it's a perfect raid Gundam, of course. Okay. Yeah. It's going to... They've released some facts. It's going to be in between 35 and 40 centimeters tall.
That's tall.
So, that's like a foot and a bit. Mm-hmm. Right? It's going to be the white unicorn with the red frame. With the red... Psycho frame underneath.
Okay.
It's gonna transform, so of course it'll go from the unicorn to the destroy mode.
Cool.
And they're marketing some third form, which I don't know what it is. The psycho frame is clear red, but it's gonna light up under UV lighting. And the whole kit is gonna cost $200.
Sounds like a perfect grade.
Yeah, and it's actually cheaper than the last perfect grade, the Double O Riser, which was $270.
Damn.
So They're going a little bit cheaper this time, but they have included one extra add-on, which is another $120 if you want it. Mm-hmm. And it is their LED set. It's going to be 30 LEDs. You put them all in the kit, and there's an auto function with it. So there's like a startup ignition mode. Well, it'll go through a light-up sequence, and then it'll all light up. It'll just be glowing like a fade in, dim and out, mm-hmm. glow. I don't understand why it's so expensive, though, because LEDs aren't exactly, like, they're not pricey.
No, that's pure profit.
So what I want to know is if the LEDs are going to come on sliding rails so you can still move the toy.
Oh, I see.
So, like, the wires don't... Because when you put LEDs in a Gundam, right, it's not going to move anymore. Yeah. Those wires are stuck, so... Yeah. I want to know if there's some sort of internal workings that'll have sliding rails and extra length in the wire so that you can move it still. Mm.
I wonder how many people will, like, see this LED set and be like, I'll just use my own LEDs.
Probably.
Yeah.
I think it'll take... The minute it releases, people are going to break it down and be like, I wonder if it's cheaper for me to buy my LEDs and make the parts to fit them.
Yeah.
Right.
But if you want... You can do like custom colors and stuff.
But yeah, if you want it, it's there. It's an option. I mean, I'm not mad at that it's an option. I mean, I'm glad that it exists. I probably won't get it. I'll probably get the unicorn.
So it's an extra 220 on top of the
extra 120.
120.
On top of the 200.
Okay. All right.
So the kit itself is $200. My only concern is my first grade boxes are big, aren't they?
They're very big, yes.
So shipping's going to be expensive.
Yes. Yes. Isn't it mostly on weight for shipping?
Yes, but there is a threshold. Like if the size of your item is bigger than...
Oh, okay.
Right. But yeah, it comes out just in time for Christmas.
Just in time.
Like all the big toys, they all come out just in time for Christmas, right? Mm. Okay, and next most important thing, Bandai produced, showed off the next intro into their Real Grade line. You guys know the Real Grade line?
Yeah.
My favorite Gundam line. So they have decided they want all the money in the world, so they're doing the Wing Gundam Zero Custom.
Yeah.
From Endless Waltz with the Angel Wings.
Of course.
They haven't done this already?
Not in real grade, no.
Huh.
Yeah.
So they showed it off, and it's the Wing Gundam.
Yeah.
What? No. Yo, he's got wings.
He's real grade. So the reason I like real grade is because they look real.
Yeah.
It's the high grade size, but master grade.
Yeah, I look at this and I'm like, there's nothing real about it. Because usually they take the design and they make like some artistic changes to make it like, well, what if it was like a real world robot?
Yeah.
And this just still looks like a Gundam with angel wings.
Yeah. There's nothing real about robot
angel wings. Yeah, and so I guess they couldn't really do that. But I guess the most important thing is, while they also introduced this, they teased in the background a silhouette of what they're calling their new Zero Frame. And I think they're just going to make all five of the Operation Meteor suits. Oh, there's
a Death Scythe looking thing.
That's funny.
Yeah. So it seems like... So this Wing Gundam is going to come out this Christmas as well, because, you know...
Yeah.
Christmas.
Yeah.
But it looks like next year they're going to just shoot up the other four.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, it's nice. I'll buy it. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then they showed off their upcoming kits to the new Build Fighters anime.
Mm-hmm.
Build Fighters Try.
And this is your most important thing.
No, I have one more that's more important than this.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. So yeah, but yes, this is my second most important. So I kind of really haven't been too sold on the new Build Fighters kits yet, but these ones I like. So first off, the... I think that says R Gya Gya.
Okay.
He's based off of the Gyan.
Okay, Gyan. The Gyan. Yeah.
It's basically a knight.
Oh, yeah.
That's he looks funny. Like an one of that LBX guy.
That's hilarious.
Odin.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's funny.
So I think it looks cool, piloted by a girl.
He's got shields on his shoulders.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's gold. And he's like...
He's not gold enough.
No, that he's got the right amount of gold.
No, he's too little.
Okay. The next one, I believe you know the EZ-8.
I love the EZ-8.
So they're doing a custom on the EZ-8 called the EZ-SR. The thing, this one looks really cool, but I think what's most important is that the picture I'm about to show you guys, there's three Gundams, okay?
Yeah.
So the first one is just the EZ-SR, but the two behind it are variants of it, and it looks like when you buy this kit, you're going to get all the pieces to build any variant you want.
That's cool.
So it's going to give you a lot of customization options, which is neat.
I wonder how easily removable each part is, like if you want to swap on the fly.
Probably not easy at all.
Probably not easy at all.
I don't think it'll be very easy. But they give you the option. And I suspect a lot of people were buying three of these kits. So, hey, Bandai, that's an awesome way to make money.
Obviously.
But, of course, the kit that stole the show
Yeah.
Build Fighters, of course, famous for. What was the best kit that came out of Build Fighters, guys?
The Strike Gun.
I don't even. No.
What's even in Build Fighters?
Yo, TJ, what's the best Gundam out of Build Fighters?
Bear Guy?
You got it. The Bear Guy. Took the world by storm.
Really? Yeah. I think it took your world by storm.
No, they took the Gundam world by storm. Okay. So the band is like, we're going to cash in on this one.
Yeah.
So, last year, Bear Guy 3. This year, Bear Guy Family. Instead of a backpack, he just comes with a smaller Bear Guy.
He's got a mini Bear Guy on his back. Ah, it's adorable.
This is the worst.
Uh-huh.
Yo, they're... It's like that. It's like Dan Board now. The Bear Guy is Gundam's Dan Board.
This is crazy.
So, I have a feeling people will be buying a lot of these, especially just for that little Bear Guy.
To make Army
He's
of Bear
Guy. So yeah. Cute.
But yeah,
Jesus,
that's the Build Fighters. Jesus. And my last story, of course, my most favorite story, but the one that no one cares about, because whatever.
Yeah.
Going back to Wing Gundam. What's the best suit out of Wing Gundam, guys?
Deathsight.
Nope.
What are you talking about? It's obviously the Epion.
Nope. I'll give you hints. From Tall Geese? Yes.
Deathsight?
But which Tall Geese?
Deathsight.
Tall Geese 3 is finally getting a master grade. This hasn't been done before. And I'm
How would I know that you do like Tall Geese? You would.
Of course I like Tall Geese. Tall Geese the best. I've been really wanting the Tall Geese Master Grade they have out now, Tall Geese 1, but I'm like, I know I'm going to regret it.
Tall Geese 1 sucks.
I'm like,
Tall Geese 3 is way better.
I'm like, I know I want the 3, because it has the Epion whip, and then it has that cannon.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. It's happening in February. Problem is, it is a premium Bandai webshop exclusive.
Money! That's what Google Translate in on websites for. Buy that.
No, I mean, like, you have to ship it to a Japanese address.
If only you had one.
If only.
Lucky you.
Thankfully, I have sources.
Poor you.
No, the problem is, like, because it's a Bandai shop exclusive, usually when you buy from Japan, they already include discounts on your purchases, right?
Yeah.
Usually, like, off Gundam, for example, usually you take 30% off the sticker price.
Yeah.
That's just normal.
Okay.
But because it's a web shop, there is no discount, because this is coming straight from Bandai, mm-hmm. and it's made to order, so I'm going to pay the full $50.
No, hilarious! Oh, wow, thank you.
Full price.
That
what?
Was anti-climatic.
All 50
of those boards.
Wow.
Guys, it could have been like 40.
No,
it could have been 37.
I'm done here. This is terrible.
Guys,
boohoo!
I know.
You're funny.
First world problems.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's my pick of the week.
Right on.
There you go. A lot of Gundam. A lot of robots to build.
And that's all our picks of the week.
That's all the picks of the week. Speaking of which, before we move on, did you guys see the new Spider Girl costume?
No. Super slutty?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
I thought they were all moving towards conservative female costumes.
It is.
Okay.
It's Gwen Stacy as...
Oh my god.
She's not dead yet?
Does nobody stay dead?
So, this is alternate world, alternate universe, where instead of Peter getting bitten, it's Gwen.
Oh my god.
Her costume is awesome.
Does Peter's neck snap?
Maybe.
She saves him.
Her costume is just black and white. It's very minimal, but her webbing is like aqua.
Huh.
And then she has flats, but just the soles of her flats are aqua. But the best thing is she has the Assassin's Creed hood.
We must stop the Templars.
Interesting.
Yeah. I want to read the comic, but yeah.
Is that Spider-Man multiverse thing still going on?
I think that comes out October.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like Axis? I don't know. Spider-Verse? Spider something?
You know what you need to read?
Transformers More Than Meets the Eye.
No.
Transformers Robots
It has nothing to do... Or it has superpowers in it. But it's like not typical superheroes. You need to read Sex Criminals.
I told you to read that.
I know. It's really good. You should read it.
Okay.
Volume 2 is coming out.
All right.
It's really good.
Thanks, Tips.
All right. Let's move into our weeks. Hello, listeners. Do you enjoy hearing Anthony talk about his digital dreams, Vince's plastic preferences, or my cardboard crack addiction? Well, we'd like to hear about all your pastimes, too. Send us some letters at tniab.letters@gmail.com. After all, your letters are part of the coolest things in the world, too.
Okay, after that short intermission, little changes behind the scene.
We lost one.
We unfortunately lost a member.
To the darkness.
To the darkness. unfortunately, we could not light his path. And, well, let's just say goodbye, Blaven. All right, then. Let's move on with the show.
We didn't actually say it, but
whatever. What were we supposed to say?
What you said.
What?
Goodbye.
Oh, bye, Blaven. See
ya. Yeah, you just, let's say it, and then no one said it.
Oh, so Blaven will always remember you. Till next week.
See you later.
Yeah. His seat is empty. It's vacant. It's devoid of a person. Okay. You know what? I'm going to open my week first because I'll be shorter.
Okay.
Okay? So, let's see. Fall TV show rushes in. Summer anime is out.
Yes, because JoJo's Bizarre Adventure ended. So,
Summer anime. Persona of the Golden ended. Yeah. And it was fantastic.
JoJo's also great.
So, shows come back. What did I watch? Well, watch Gotham, like we said earlier. What a disappointment.
Okay.
The Flash is about to come back, but I've already seen that because that pilot was leaked. It was awesome. I know I watched something else this week, and I can't remember what it is.
TV rots the brain, man.
Oh, you know what finished up? MasterChef.
Is that still going on?
No,
is
no, the finale happened. I'm so disappointed. So disappointed.
In what? Did they not cook right? Like, what happened?
He used salt instead of sugar.
Is he an idiot?
No, he's just under pressure. He just mixed it up.
That, what?
Yeah.
That seems like a very rookie mistake for a finale of a show.
Yeah.
Of then, a cooking show.
Well, he didn't make it to the finale. He's top three, but I wanted to go. Like, the finale was like, I knew this girl was going to win. I didn't like her, but she cooked. There's no denying that.
Okay.
But whatever. Finale was a bit anticlimactic. I just didn't, well, actually. The one girl's husband fainted because he was so scared for her.
Like, actually?
Uh-huh.
Like, they called EMTs?
Uh-huh.
Damn!
His name was Ross.
That doesn't...
Just so you know.
Yeah, all you Rosses.
No, like,
fainting pansies.
When you go like... to look it up, you search Ross
okay.
Faint,
Ross MasterChef. Faint. Okay, all right.
Okay?
I thought you were just, like, calling out Rosses. Like, no! All you Rosses are chumps!
No, I'm just when you search, Ross fainted MasterChef.
Okay.
Okay. And you'll be like, oh, that's hilarious. I mean, it's not funny, but it was hilarious. But no, there was something. Oh, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. came back.
Okay.
And this season starts off a whole lot stronger than the premiere season.
I don't remember if I liked the premiere season or not.
I think everyone was sort of iffy on it, like, okay, so, whatever. And okay. I'll admit, the first half of that show, first season of that show, it's kind of whatever.
Mm.
It took Captain America Winter Soldier for it to be invigorated. But yeah, it's crazy.
Like, are there, like, superpowers? Like, people from movies show up?
The first episode, Absorbing Man shows up.
I don't know who that is.
He's the guy who just absorbs any substance.
What? Like, can he expel the same substance? Or
he doesn't expel it. It just becomes his body.
Oh.
So, like, if he needs, like, for example, if he's going to touch, like, radioactive material, he'll touch a tire. So that his arm will turn to rubber.
Okay.
And he'll just pick it up like it's a rubber glove. If he's getting shot by bullets, he'll turn into the material of the bullet.
Why doesn't he just, like, pick up radioactive material and become radioactive?
Because he can, but I think there are... He's not too sure on certain things sometimes.
Oh, okay. So I'm like, he can't just, like, hang out in Chernobyl.
No, like...
Take out all that.
Usually it needs to be, like, a solid substance that he has to touch.
Okay.
And there's a lot of things he just doesn't know about, like... But throughout the show, like, he turned into diamond because he likes... They play this really weird thing where it's, like, he gets pleasure from different substances.
Oh, okay. So,
like, there's just a scene of him sitting in a corner with a diamond, and then his body turns to diamond, and he's, like, having an orgasm.
It's weird.
It's something. The team is completely different.
Okay.
Like, the dynamic of the team is kind of broken from...
Are they all different characters, or they're just different?
No, they're the same characters. It's just their roles have changed, and, okay. Like... What the original premise of the show set out to do has is definitely different.
Mm.
It seems like they know where they're going now, so that it's a good show. And then that's it, I think. More shows are coming back this week, and I can't wait to start watching them all.
Wasting your time.
And then I got a couple figures in today, but or not today, but this week. But I'm only going to talk about one of them because one of them is a Transformer.
Okay.
I don't know if you remember this, but last year I think I remember telling you guys about. Hasbro was doing a project called their fan-built bot, where they set up a whole bunch of categories,
okay,
and you selected from it what you like to see from their new all-original character that was created by the fans.
Okay.
Fast forward 1 year, and they built it.
Oh, okay.
Cool. And they implemented into the comics, and it took me a while to find it because it just came out, and I had to go around through the stores to find it. But it's Windblade.
He's like a helicopter jet.
Yes, it's an Autobot jet with vertical takeoff and landing. And here, I'll transform it so you can see what it is. But what I voted for was black and red, female jet with guns.
So you got black and red.
I got black and red.
Did you get female?
Did I get female? Well, I'll tell you right now, it is a female, but there is a twist on this female.
Is it like a transgender?
Transformer? No, there's... I wish. But no, Hasbro is not that progressive, let's say. But the thing is, a lot of people are kind of... They hate the idea of this Transformer. Because a lot of Transformer fans, they're, I guess, middle-aged men by now. They don't like the idea of female robots.
They don't like change.
Yes, they like things to stay the same. Anyways, it's a female, I'll tell you that. But there is something weird about it. And I think this is one change that they didn't really, or option that they didn't put on the site. And that is, they decided to make her super, super Japanese.
Okay.
She is a geisha.
Whoa, she is just straight up a geisha.
She's a geisha samurai because this is her weapon. She holds the scabbard and pull it out. And what you get is just it's a
purple energy sword.
Yeah, and it's... I think that's the number one thing that caught everyone off guard was that, hold on. You get, like, because if there's one thing that all those fan polls didn't put into question is, what is the theme of this robot?
Oh, okay.
Right? So, Hasbro just took all the things and they're like, we're going to make it a geisha. And I think it's a really cool toy. I really enjoy it.
But no one else thinks that.
No, a lot of people like it. I mean, the fans are kind of split. Yeah. So there's problems with her. Like, she's not a perfect toy. She is a lot of her tolerances, like the locking tabs and joint mechanisms, aren't tight. Or they just don't lock at all.
There's like a foothold missing here, or?
What? No, there's a heel.
Oh, under there. There it is.
Yeah. But like, I wish that heel locked out, but it doesn't. So when you're like posing her, it'll come in. And it gets a bit annoying, but like, I like the way she looks. I like her idea. Again, the one thing I voted for was a huge sniper rifle, but what a freaking sword. So whatever. But yeah, no, she's cool. So if I have one complaint is, Hasbro went like whole hog on this, and they put her in the comics, and they gave her a story, and her name's Windblade. But in the comics, when they gave her to the writers and the artists, they took a kind of different artistic direction. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't look as hardcore as this toy. Like in the comics, she's a lot softer. Like her facial expressions are like, she looks more like... I hate to say that she looks more like a girl, but she looks more like a girl.
For a robot, yeah. You would think that they would have harsh features about them.
Yeah. But like for example, like her face, like she looks pretty mean here. Like in the comics, she has like the bigger anime magical girl eyes. She's a lot more smoother and curvaceous.
Does she just sparkle when she walks? Like, what's going on?
No, like, she's still a badass.
Does she spark when she walks?
She does not.
Missing out.
I know.
All these opportunities.
And so I kind of wish that she did look more like that in the comic, just because that's the character I associate with her now, not this toy.
Okay.
So it's a bit weird. But I like it a lot. I don't think it's the best Transformer in the world. And if you're out there wondering if you should pick up this female Transformer fan-built bot... It's probably worth picking up just for the novelty of it being the first fan-built bot, and that's it.
Who knows? 20 years from now.
I'm not saying it's going to be worth anything, but just if you're into, like, historical value of toys, then yeah, this is one you're going to want. I think it's an awesome toy to begin with, but it's not perfect, and yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah. I have a whole bunch of other stuff, too. I forgot to bring it down, but I'll bring it up in following weeks. Mm-hmm. That's a week.
All right.
Anthony, I noticed you've been playing a lot of video games.
Video games.
I know last week's show you talked about video games.
Yeah.
And then the week before that you talked about video games.
All
the
time.
Now you're talking about video games.
Yeah.
So what's new in video games?
What's new in video games is that I'm playing old video games.
What? Come on! Oh.
Oh. I'm playing through The Last of Us.
Again?
In the HD remaster.
What do you have to tell me about this that's new?
Yo, locked at 60 frames? That game's awesome. The thing I have to tell you about it is new is that something you already know is I'm playing it through Survivor. And I think when the game came out, maybe a couple months after, you played through it on Survivor, yeah, right?
I was going to ask, didn't you play it on... You didn't play it
on Survivor? No, I played it on normal, and I had all these grandiose ideas of
like... And then you just like...
I'm going to get the platinum, it's going to be great. And then like, I don't know, I just dropped it.
You have to get new trophies for this game.
Yeah, brand new trophies. So I just, from the outset, went to Survivor mode.
Oh, it's unlocked from the beginning?
Yeah, unlocked from the beginning. So is Grounded, the DLC stuff.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so I just went straight to Survivor.
You haven't played Grounded yet, right?
And, no. All right, I played it, and I got to like the second chapter, and I was like, this is way too hard. And then I switched over to Survivor.
Okay. Oh, wait, sorry. When I said Grounded, I meant the DLC.
Oh, the... What is it? The one where you play as Ellie.
Yeah.
No, I haven't played that yet either.
Okay.
So that'll be
after. Be interesting to hear. Okay.
So like I'm replaying through this on Survivor, and also I'm replaying through the first game before the DLC so I can like refresh myself with the story.
Mm.
And that game's like, I'm not going to go into it. That game's still amazing. And like, I still think that's one of the best games made in like the past 20 years. I don't know. It's great. And
past 20 years.
Yeah.
The past 20 years.
Past like 20 years.
You're Mr. Game Retro. You're going to say this is one of the best games.
I think this deserves a spot in like a top five list. I really enjoyed this game.
The past 20 years, this is your top. Is in your top five?
It's in one of them.
No way. I don't believe you.
Yeah.
No.
It's really good.
Nuh-uh.
You know what's also in there?
What?
Bayonet.
No, shut up.
Bayonet don't. Is also in there.
Okay, you just invalidated your list. Past 20 years, you're going to put Bayonetta.
Nah, I put DMC3 before
Bayonetta. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Okay, I love hearing you squirm.
Talk about The Last of Us.
It's just the new features are like they upgrade some models. It's not like a full like remake like Final Fantasy X was, because they're already pretty high poly count with the models, yeah, and stuff. So they upgrade some stuff. It's all solid 60 frames a second. There's an option in there to lock it at 30. I don't know why you would pick that option.
Because honestly, I've seen the game running at 60 and 30, and I would much rather play it at 30.
What?
Because if you want that cinematic experience, you don't want to see it at 60.
I want to see it at 60. Am I like the only person who likes The Hobbit at that frame rate?
Yep.
I really enjoy that.
Like, I like watching 60 frames per second for real life things like documentaries or...
Okay.
Or like scientific things. But when it comes to like watching a movie or a medium or not a medium, but like a story,
mm-hmm,
I'd much rather watch it like not 30, 24.
Okay.
Yeah.
I really enjoy 60.
Yeah. Like 60 is awesome when you're playing like racing games
or like really fast paced action games.
Yeah. But when it comes to like if you want the cinematic experience, 30 is where it's at.
Okay. I understand that. I don't agree with it, but I understand.
Well, you don't agree with a lot of things.
I don't. It's true.
And you're also wrong about a lot of things.
No, that's false.
Okay.
And it's really good. Survivor is, like, if you have experience with video games, that is the way to play.
Mm-hmm.
I believe you said that before. Just it makes all encounters meaningful. Resources are actually scarce. You're never... Like, so on the lower difficulties, you are pretty much Rambo by the end of that.
You just
run around with, like, 17 different weapons in your backpack, and, like, a bunch of bombs and Molotov cocktails.
Like Rambo MacGyver.
Yeah. In this one... in Survivor mode, at least, like, you have all these guns and stuff still, but you're not getting ammo for all those guns. Like, you're constantly scavenging, and you, like, if you're just running and gunning, you're not going to make it. You kind of actually have to be clever and outsmart the AI with stealth and walking around and stuff like that. And, like, sometimes it's just, you just have to run away from battles. Like, you just can't fight these guys.
Because,
mm-hmm, like, you're in a situation where, like, you're on one bar of health, and these guys are just too many. Like, you actually have to take the coward's way out, so to say.
Yeah.
And that's actually really fun. I think it fits the story a lot better, too.
Yeah, it does.
And other than that, I've been playing Metal Gear Solid Ground Zeroes.
Yep.
It's an open world Metal Gear game.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just get through this quick. Straight up, the main story of that game took me 50 minutes.
50?
50 minutes.
Okay. I thought you said 15.
No, 50.
I was going to be like, what?
I think I could have finished it faster than that because, like, I did a bunch of exploring and stuff.
but 50 minutes.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of optional missions, so you still, you're in this world, but it's not related to the story at all. So it's like, oh, go kill these lieutenants.
Yeah.
Go to these areas and take out air guns. And there's some bonus missions, like you can play as Raiden from Revengeance.
Oh.
Yeah, that's one of the final optional missions. And it's like, all these enemies were actually aliens, and you gotta go be a samurai and kill everybody.
Metal Gear.
Yeah, and that's where the Metal Gear silliness kicks in. But
Metal Gear.
It does make me excited for Phantom Pain. And yeah, like, I don't know. I mentioned it before. I mentioned on last week's podcast too, like, Kojima's like getting way darker in the main story than he's ever been, but he's still keeping like all the silliness in it.
Yeah.
So it's really off-putting to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then other than that, I got the new Final Fantasy game, Final Fantasy Theater Rhythm.
Oh, okay, I was like, wait, what?
Final Fantasy? What? Game? What new?
I was like, what is he talking about? There's no new Final Fantasy.
Final game. Fantasy 15. I got an early copy, you know. Final Fantasy Theater Rhythm, Curtain Call. It is the second version of Theater Rhythm.
So is this a sequel or is this just like an expansion pack?
Think of it like an expansion pack. This is what the first game should have been.
What did you do with the first copy?
It's on my shelf.
You should have traded that shit in.
No, it's permanent. Why? I own every version of, what is it, Guilty Gear? Of that fighting game? It's like Guilty Gear... Guilty Gear 2, Guilty Gear XX, Guilty Gear XX Accent Core, Guilty Gear XX Accent Core Plus.
You're part of the problem.
I'm part of the problem.
Yeah. That's why companies do this.
Yeah. And so the great thing about this Theater Rhythm game is, like, in the old game, there were, like, 40, 50 songs. In this one, it's over 200. I think there's, like, 220-something songs. Yeah, it's crazy. And that's pre-DLC.
Okay.
I
think that's how many songs are on the iPhone version.
Oh, really? Of Curtain Call?
No, just the regular one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that with DLC and everything? Or?
All the DLC. There's about, I think, like 220.
Oh, okay. So there's like 220-something on cart.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. And then there's a bunch of DLC songs you can get.
Wow.
And they haven't released all of them. Then they've added... So from the get-go now, you can select all difficulties, which you couldn't do before.
Oh, wow.
You had to unlock each difficulty by playing through the game. So now you can...
Finally.
All of them at once. They've gotten rid of Dark Notes, which were just like the random two-song hard versions. Uh-huh. And they've replaced them with a quest mode, where you can get quests and you go across a path. And then you play songs and you have to actually keep your life bar up because your life doesn't heal between songs.
Mm-hmm.
So the longer the quest, the harder it'll become if you miss a bunch of notes in certain songs. And they actually have a new versus mode, where you play against another person with your party. And your party actually matters in the amount of damage and stuff you're doing. And then there's like a bunch of different super moves. So when you hit a bunch of notes in a row, you build up your super meter. And it'll send one of a couple negative effects to your opponent. And those could be like all of the... You don't see what the notes will be until they get very close. So like you'll see it'll come at the top line, but you don't see what it actually is. Like if it's a hold note, if it's a swipe note, if it's a tap note.
Hmm.
Until it comes very close to the hit point. There's one that makes all the notes very tiny. There's one that you lose life if you get anything other than a critical, which is the perfect timing, and just stuff like that. And it's put a lot of, like, every complaint I had about the previous game, like, even with song unlocks, you play four songs, it unlocks 200 out of the 220 songs.
Wow.
Yeah. So, like, there's still more stuff to strive towards. Like, they have songs and characters and stuff. But they just straight up unlock a majority of the game for you after you get the gist of the game.
That's how it should be.
Yeah, they have a lot of smart design decisions. And all of my complaints from the previous game are gone.
Wow. Well, I would say good on you, Square, but then I'm thinking...
It took them two... It took, yeah.
This is the second release of the same game.
Yeah, it is.
So, no, not good on you.
Yeah, if you haven't bought Theater of the Before and you're into Final Fantasy music, like... This is the one to get. Like, don't bother with the other one. And
it's good.
If you had the first one, you probably have this one already. So it's really, really good.
So all you kids out there who are preparing to buy a 3DS for Smash Brothers, this is a good companion game.
It is. Totally.
I'd say Bravely Default's better, but yeah.
Okay. It is. That is better. I will totally agree.
Okay.
Bravely, man, that game's good.
I think that's going to be my game of the year.
That did come out this year. That's a contender.
Like, I was
I was thinking about it, I'm like, maybe I was a bit harsh on it with the replaying factor, but I really enjoyed that game.
Even with the replaying factor, they added in a bunch of, like, new stuff.
We won't go there, but okay.
I think those boss encounters were cool.
The final boss encounter.
That one, when I ate your friends?
No. I meant when you have to refight the guys for the final time on your final round.
Oh, where they had all the different, like, the themes?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah.
That was hard.
But it's cool. Wait, you were level 99. You had, like, all the jobs.
And they still one-hit kill you.
You must suck at RPGs.
Yo, I'm so bad at RPGs.
Sometimes I wonder why it takes you so long to get through some things on RPGs, and now I know.
Because, I just brute force it.
Yeah.
No strategy.
You just hit that attack button.
Like, there in Final Fantasy X, there are no magic users in my party. It is Titus using haste on Waka and Orin.
The hardest game.
So they can just smack people until they die.
Oh my god. All right.
That's what armor breaks for.
Terrible.
But yeah.
Is that your week?
That's been the more interesting gaming portions of the week. The rest is all right. Boring social things. All
right. Well, that's great. Blame it, how was your week?
Oh, wait. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
No, I'm not even going to continue that joke. That wasn't even funny.
Okay. Before we go, how about we just do a little Destiny update? I'm sure people want to know. You want to talk? I want to talk. Let's talk.
Let's do it. What level are you?
25 and 3/4.
Same.
Okay.
You do the queen stuff?
Nope.
I don't know what's the topic. What are we doing? I'm just going to start shutting
up. I don't know, man.
So,
how do you feel about Destiny now? It's been 2 weeks since we last talked about Destiny, right?
Yep.
How do you feel about it now?
I think I feel worse about it now than I felt about it when I talked about
really?
It originally. Like, just because when I was talking about it on the podcast 2 weeks ago, I didn't complete the game yet.
Yeah.
And now that it's been 2 weeks, they released a raid. They've released a world event, and just it really shows you how little there is to this game.
Mm-hmm.
The world event for the Queen's Wrath
mm-hmm.
is so the Queen came to the tower, and if you get a bunch of bounties and you get a bunch of Queen's quests, you can buy special equipment.
Did you buy any?
All that equipment sucks. The only equipment that's worth it is the ones you find in the level 24 strike versions.
I bought the shade.
That's cool. The shader's cool. And all it is it's not even like specific missions. It's just level 24 versions of story missions.
Yeah.
And it's so boring.
Mm.
There are things in about the game that I never knew, like that the enemy shields color matter.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that the red one means
use fire, right? I didn't know that. So I'm just like chilling with a hand cannon. I'm like, why isn't this guy just dying? Right?
Yeah.
And then I pulled out my fire heavy machine gun. I'm like, oh, he's just dead. Damn. That's crazy.
Yeah. That's
and like you don't ever explain that. Like yeah. You can't like maybe fault's on me for not like thinking intuitively enough.
Yeah.
But like they never explain that in the game.
The thing with that is I knew about it with the fire one, but with the electric one.
It's blue,
and I thought that was healing them.
Oh, okay.
So I stopped using electric attacks on them.
And then it pops up as resist instead of damage, right?
Yeah, and then I'm like, well, what now? What do I need? Void?
Void's purple.
Yeah.
And then white is just anything?
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, I didn't know that. So I was going through these strikes with your brother, TJ. Mm-hmm. And then I just had this epiphany. Where I'm like, whoa, elements matter! Damn! Because, like, I headshotted this one guy with a magnum and it did nothing. And I headshot the guy with an electric sniper rifle and just OHKO'd him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it just pierced the shield. Yeah, I'm like, oh, okay.
Then, you know, the modifiers on the quest, sometimes they get stronger.
Yeah, and that's annoying. But, like... Yeah.
The modifier is like the skull system from Halo.
Yeah, yeah. It's exactly like the skull
system. It's what that is.
Except you don't get to choose them.
Oh, right. And there's no fun ones.
Yeah. There's no, like, confetti.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Or big head mode.
Do you remember confetti?
No.
When you headshot grunts, you hear kids go, yay! And confetti pops out of their head.
There's also, like, a chicken one, too. I can't remember it. There's a lot of fun ones, and then a lot of stupid hard ones.
And a lot of that stuff, like, the confetti transferred over to multiplayer. Like, when you kill someone with a headshot, you got confetti, right? And, like, none of that's in this game.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, right?
Like, it doesn't change the game.
But like, it's, like, it's fun.
It's like, hey, here's some faux cheat codes.
Yeah. And, I don't know. Like, yeah, the more and more I play, I realize the less and less there is.
Yeah.
And the fact that I spent a good portion of my Destiny playing staring into a cave really says a lot about Destiny.
Yeah.
Like, I would rather shoot into a cave for hours than actually participate in any of the story content or any of the strike missions.
Yep.
Sounds boring.
It's less boring than the strike missions. It's less boring than the story missions. Because you actually get rewarded for what you're doing.
I don't know if it's less boring. It's just more efficient.
But the thing is, that's the thing. Like, the whole point of doing... Like, the reason I played Diablo is because at the end of these quests, I'm going to get some sweet loot.
Yeah.
And at the end of these quests in Destiny, there's a good chance you get nothing.
Yeah.
Like, you just get a bunch of throwaway greens.
That's dumb.
You get maybe a blue that's, like, a tad better. But to do any of the stuff where they say, oh, the late game is where our game really shines. All that tells me is that the rest of your game sucks dick.
I don't... Yeah, and, like, the late game... I don't know. There's nothing to do!
I have... Yeah, like, I think I'm in the late game. Like, I'm 5 levels above max level. And they're like, no. Has to be level 28. It's for you to do the House of Glass. I'm like, F off, man. Like...
Yeah.
If you're not gonna... Like, I'm not gonna say I want them to give me... Like, very easily. But I want them to give me the chance to actually have it. Like, when I get a legendary engram, and I ID it, and it gives me a green. Like, that's garbage. That sucks dick. Or even worse, when it gives me, like, oh, you got the thing. Like, one time I got a legendary, I ID'd it. It gave me the items that you use to get more glimmer out of a certain race. And I was like, this is garbage. Like, this is literally garbage. So, I'm like, I actually like Destiny less.
Yeah.
I actually went over to Diablo instead.
I was going to say, like, I was at the store, I'm like, I should just buy Reaper of Souls.
Very good.
This might be the game that I actually want to play.
It is very good.
Yeah, but there's a lot of other games coming out, so we'll see. But yeah.
Destiny. What about you? Are you just mirroring my outrage, or?
Yeah, I think for me, like, my biggest problem is when you're in the higher levels, it is mandatory to be playing with other people.
Yeah.
And the game just doesn't offer any sort of way to play with other people. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean like with your friends, because I mean the friend system is fine, but like just trying to meet people or just trying to set up a quest event.
It's mainly for the dailies and the weeklies, right?
The, like, things that matter.
Yeah, the things that matter and the things that get you those cool marks. And
2 weeks ago I remember saying, oh, I can't wait to try out that raid. Guess what I haven't done? Tried out that raid.
I've unlocked it. It says I can do it, but I'm nowhere near prepared for that raid.
Yeah, because it's like I don't have anyone on my Xbox to create a fire team. I've been trying to join clans, but I've gotten no response.
Yeah, so.
And it's like, it's just, it's tough. And it's like, I know their excuse. You don't put in matchmaking because they're... quote unquote, really tough, and you need to prepare and be vocal with your team.
You need to prepare once, and once the first team does it, it's been solved. Yeah. Then the internet comes into play, and I look at game facts and I check out all the puzzles.
Exactly, and it's like. If they had just put in matchmaking into the top end strikes and missions, at least I would have the opportunity to play.
Not even just experience it. Like, I don't even want to, like, I haven't even experienced the raid yet.
Yeah.
I have no clue what the raid is about.
Mm-hmm. Or just, I mean, like, this is supposed to be their MMO, like, and their social mechanics, just the ability to converse with others, so limited. I don't know why there isn't, like, it's chat related, like spatial chat, or like spatial, just when you're around someone.
Yeah, like when you're spatial chat. So when you're around a person, you can voice chat at them.
Yeah.
And then when they walk away,
they're... I just want to walk around the tower and be like, are you up for a raid?
Or even if there's like, even if they had like a job board, like they're like, Anthony, am looking for three people to do
like in Monster Hunter.
Like that's all you like. Yeah, exactly. Like in Monster Hunter, just a job posting board.
Yeah.
Like, and that's all I need. And then anybody, like I don't care who it is, anybody can join. Yeah. At that point, we all have.
Yeah.
We all have voice chat, or we have some sort of communication. At least one of us has.
And it's like, and it's not like they didn't think about it. Like they have these your directional pad buttons to do all their stupid gestures.
I have a dedicated button to dance.
And it's like, but I can't ask someone if they want to join my fire team.
Yeah. Destiny's very disappointing.
Yeah. I don't know. And the problem is, I still play it.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. And it's like, one, Bungie already has my money. Two, I'm putting hours into it. It's like, what am I saying to them? Your game is great.
Look at all these stats we have. So many people play our games, right? Yeah. It's like, it's not that they're enjoying playing it.
Yeah.
It's just that they want to actually try and get to this late game content you said is so great.
Yeah.
The lesson, just Diablo 3 Reaper of Souls is really good. That's the lesson. You want a loot game. Diablo 3 Reaper of Souls is where it's at.
Yeah. I gotta try out that class.
Which one?
That Crusader.
Crusader? Really fun.
But I'll probably do not the Witch Doctor, the Demon Hunter.
Demon Hunter's cool. I made a Witch Doctor, because so they've added a thing, at least on the PC, I don't know if it's on the console versions.
Mm-hmm.
They have seasons now.
Oh.
So there are seasons of Diablo, where, so right now it's season one, and you start off with a new character, level one, and it's a seasoned character, instead of like, there's like a hardcore character, so you can make a seasoned character, and it has leaderboards, based on how much experience you've gained, how many kills you've gotten.
Cool.
There's season-only legendaries and stuff like that. And at the end of your season, you get permanently placed on the leaderboard for that season, and you can't play that character anymore.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And then there's other people who are doing, like, hardcore season. So, like, A, you die once, you're dead.
Yeah.
And then...
I'll do that one.
Yeah. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Again, just like Destiny, Diablo 3 had a rough launch, but it's turned into a very fun game.
Yeah, I think the difference is, I think with Diablo, there's enough content already there.
Okay.
Like enough main game content there to support the changes they implemented later on.
Yeah.
Whereas Destiny is... barely a skeleton of a game to begin
with. It's bare bones as it is, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's interesting. Yeah. I also need an easier way to farm spirit blooms other than just finding three and then backing up to orbit and then going back to Venus.
I will show you.
Yeah, okay. There's a video.
Really?
For all of them.
Oh, okay.
For all the items. And then it's like a path you follow.
Oh, okay. I need hella spirit blooms.
Yeah. Yeah, I need helium filaments.
Okay.
But there you go.
Destiny's bad.
Destiny's a bad game. That's super addicting.
But we keep playing it.
Stop it! Oh, I'm gonna play Destiny after this podcast.
I'm probably gonna play Destiny.
Yo, man, Destiny really is drugs.
I think we have a problem.
Yeah, man. It's like, this is so bad, but can't have enough. One more hit. Just one more strike.
We should just do drugs.
Probably.
It's probably more... It's probably easier on our wallet.
Maybe. You know what? I bet you will actually get a high out of it.
It's actually a reward for doing it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Destiny's a bad type of drugs. It's bad for you, and you're not having fun.
You're not having fun. At least I'm getting high, baby.
Yeah.
At least I'm getting some of that sweet.
Kids, don't do drugs. Okay? We don't condone drugs.
Yeah, only play video games for hours on end.
Yeah. Same thing, right?
All right,
that's this episode. Recap, what have we learned?
Go play Diablo.
And watch Arrow.
Watch Arrow.
Mm-hmm.
People don't like Japanese stuff in their Transformers.
Nope, they do not.
Infinite
combos are banned. They're no good.
They're no good, they're terrible.
They're not good for you. Gundams are expensive.
Only you can stop infinite combos.
And that's a wrap. So for myself, for yourself, Anthony.
Anthony, yeah, for myself, yes.
And for yourself, TJ.
Yep.
And for you, Blaven. We lost you too soon.
Farewell, sweet prince.
In 1 week's time, this is in 300's Basement. We'll see you next time.
Bye.